way back young. Seen a lot of things happen. And by nature, why? One by one, we're going to pass from this life, go to the grave beyond. And I'm wanting to go there. I'm wanting to go to the grave beyond. I got more family there than I have here.
Amen.
And give us a greater desire to go. But I want to see Jesus. Amen. I've heard about him. I've read about him. And I felt his presence for a long time. Man, I want to see him.
Amen.
I want to see him. All right. We're not going to hold you too long. We appreciate everybody. And we got a business meeting after service. We'll do that when the time comes. But we want to mind the Lord this morning. We want you to mind the Lord. Don't cut the Lord short on nothing. We'll dismiss the business meeting. We'll go on somewhere down the way. But you've been much in prayer for us this morning. I'm going into 1 Peter, 1st chapter. Read it a little bit. Starting at the 4th verse. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the powers of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, who having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, ye believe, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I like that scripture today. I like it every day. I often go back and read that scripture, but I got to thinking about. Seemed like when I woke up this morning, I got to thinking about the joy. He said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness, manifold temptation. I'm here to tell you that Jesus come to seek and save them which are lost, keeping them which are saved, and wrote their name in the book of life. I want to see that book somewhere, and down in that book, as you're saved and you're endeared to the end, through all the temptations and through all the trials of life, and your name is somewhere in that book. Whenever the books is open, I want to hear him say that I have endeared my salvation. That I took one day. Whenever I pray, Lord, save me. And he wrote my name way up yonder. Listen, but he said that there is an inheritance. New Jerusalem, which is coming down. Brothers, for them that shall endear their salvation. The Bible said with great joy Listen, but the devil, he's here too. And he will steal your joy. I'm here to tell you, when your joy is gone, then everything else is gone. Brother, listen, you cannot enjoy your salvation, your home, your loved ones, without the joy of the Lord in your family. You can't just lose everything else. The good relationship. If we, as friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, if we don't have the joy of being with one another, then our relationship is no good.
Amen.
If we lose our joy in serving God, the relationship with God, it is no good. Listen, but our faith being much more precious than of gold, which tried in the fire, it will not come in purity, except it's been purified with fire. Our brother, our faith and our joy will not be fooled, except it's been tried. The trying of our faith, brother, being much more precious than of gold, made me to remember a man. One time, we see a man down in the Bible. This man walked close and that to God. One day, the Bible said that the sons of God came to present themselves before God. Satan come also to present himself. Brother, listen. And God said, from whence come thou? From walking to and fro in the earth, deceiving everybody he can. Brother, listen. God said, I have you considered my servant Job. He's a perfect and an upright man, and one that will do right. With my joy, when I meet yonder's word, I want to hear the Lord say, come up here and live with me. I've been faithful over a few things. Our brother will cause me to inherit the kingdom. Listen, that he's gone to prepare for me and you. Listen, I can see in Job whenever trouble set in. Listen, the trying of his faith. Our brother, in the end, I was much more precious than gold. I wouldn't for the day which we live. Every last time the storm blows, the storm of life, we're ready. I could give up and quit. Listen, he enjoyed his family, no doubt. He loved his son and his daughters. And a man come and said, they've been taken away. You don't have no sons and daughters no more. He didn't waver his faith. You talk about a man, his faith was put to the test. Job's was. Listen, it goes so bad. And he cursed the day that he was born. Whenever they curse the dying, and they said that a man child had been conceived. Listen, you think that day that man, his faith, listen, was tried. And you know what? I believe with all of my heart that he kept the joy of serving God. His hope, was a lively hope, day and night. Listen, the devil, took everything that he possessed, but he couldn't get the joy out of serving God. He held faithful all the way. And listen, the devil said, for life, it would just touch him, touch his skin, touch his flesh, listen, and he will curse you. God said, you can do anything to him. Don't take his life. You can't take his life. My. He lost everything he had. His wife, even. Said, Job,
You might as well have cursed God and go ahead and die. Boy, I tell you what, with great joy I believe, and with a lively hope, he said, "You talk like a foolish woman." I believe he said, "I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he lives. I was here right here, brother. When trials of life come, to steal the joy of our salvation, and look up steadfast, holy, and that unto God, the devil can't take your joy unless you throw up your hands and give it to him. He can tempt you, he can try you. Man, I ain't seen the man yet, but I love him, don't you? I ain't seen Jesus, you ain't seen Jesus. But we read enough, we know enough, we experience his feeling. He lives right here. I love him today. Listen, I ain't seen him yet, but I believe on him. And I believe on him, and I believe enough till I got the joy of my salvation. Brother, when we lose the joy of our salvation, we have lost it all, like Brother Job did. But Job hung on. You know, whenever the devil had to go, had to leave, what happened? What happened when the devil had to go away from Job? He caused him all kinds of trouble and sorrow. Tried his faith on every hand, but with great joy. Listen, at one point, Job's friends, how they cursed Job, how they turned their back on him, but with great joy, he continued on, steadfast, and unmovable, brother, and they began to pray to God. But God said, because of what you've done to Job, I will not hear you. I will not hear you. God will not hear us when our joy is gone and we let the devil take over our life. But when God turned the captivity of Job, and the devil had to go, when he bowed upon his knees, I bowed up on the earth and prayed for his friends. I believe he had a burden for them that persecuted him. I believe he had a burden, a great desire that they would serve God like he did. But listen, when he prayed through all of his trouble and trial, all everything that they done to him, I believe I would have had a right. I would have thought within my flesh to persecute them, but he didn't. He didn't. His pain and his agony got so great, he even cursed the day he was born. What great pain the man was in. Why? You know, sometimes when things happen to us and we get all flustered, we get all bent out of shape, I'm just going to give it up. I ain't going to go that route no more. Somebody done me wrong. Brother, listen, I can read about down across the pages of the Bible. You fine man, I withstood the test. I withstood the fiery trials that was to try them. Brother, listen, I come very short. My little feeble mind just can't comprehend. But listen, when somebody does something to us, we get mad, we get upset. Best thing you do is still wait some more and pray for them. First, you better pray for yourself. Because the devil will steal the joy of your salvation. If the joy is gone, there's no love. If the joy is gone, there's no peace. There's no long suffering. We're in a miserable situation. But there is inheritance, incorruptible, and undefiled, that fadeth not away, is reserved by the powers of God. I'm ready to be revealed. When God said to the Son, Son, and go and get the redeemed that's walked up the heavenly highway and ready to come home. It's time to go get them. The Son will step out on a cloud of glory and claim all the saints from the four winds of the earth, and we will come forth. Them that have died and sleep in Jesus, I will come forth, and not a one will be left behind, because the book of remembrance is there. Our faith, that the trying of your faith being much more precious than of gold. Sometimes we don't even have enough faith to muster enough willpower to go to the house of God.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to love Him more than anything this world possesses. Job loved God more than his children, more than every beast of the field, more than anything that this world had to offer. Job held on to God. Listen, God said in the commandments, thou shalt love the Lord thine God with all thine heart, and with all thine strength, and with all of thy mind. That didn't leave room for nothing else. That didn't leave room to have no other gods before us. Somebody said that God is an angry God. God is also a jealous God. Listen, thou shalt not have no other gods before. If we're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, somebody is going to be the Lord of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We're serving somebody. We better make sure that it's the right Lord. It's the right Lord that reigns and lives with Him. Our faith being much more precious than God. I don't know why I didn't question it. I ain't going to question it. But you think about the trials of your faith. You think about Job. You think about Jesus. What He went through for you and for me. And we have so little faith. Listen. But then sometimes we'll sell our faith out short. If we love the Lord more than anything else, then we got our joy in yonder's world. That don't leave room for the world to be in our hearts. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother David to come get some.
59.
You know, you've got